I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday, where we take a moment and talk about things going on at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today on the program, a conversation with Kathy Richards. She's Associate Vice President of Engineering and Planning and Facilities at NMU, and we talked about energy conservation and reduction efforts at the university. Here's more with Kathy Richards.
So our department actually is responsible for all the construction and renovation on campus, all the way from the start of the process with planning through design, bidding, and then construction administration, completing the project through the warranty period. And then also we're responsible for all the building and grounds maintenance on campus, as well as the custodial operations within the academic and administration buildings and all the utilities on campus.
Now that's a lot. There's a lot of ground to cover with that, but many buildings and the ground itself, literally, yeah?
Yes, we have over 60 buildings on campus that comprise 3.6 million square feet and over 350 acres on our main campus.
Now, you've been able to do recently with some of the projects, the new projects that we've seen with the residence halls, with the new Jamrich Hall, doing some steps to help with energy conservation and some of the reduction in cost. Tell me a little bit about some of the key things you've done.
So with any renovation project, you know, we try to build the We build the projects as energy efficient as possible using the lightest technologies, you know, converting from fluorescent lighting to LED lighting to installing energy management systems so we have more control over all the mechanical systems within the spaces, as well as installing low flow plumbing fixtures. So we really try to reduce our environmental impact of our facilities.
I know that with the Jamrich Hall construction, with the new building being built, there was, you know, conversation about why not renovating the old Jamrich and all of that. But this kind of energy usage and efficiency was a big factor in the deciding of building a new one, wasn't it?
Exactly, it was. So to build space that was designed for the current use versus previous uses, we right-sized the classrooms for the type of classes we teach today. So that they were less large lecture halls and more 30 to 40 seat classrooms, which helped to reduce the square footage of the building compared to what a renovated Jamrich would have been. Also building a more energy efficient envelope for the building along with the building infrastructure. So the new facility actually uses 27% less electricity compared to the old Jamrich.
How has technology changed that you use through your planning and construction and the maintenance and management? How has it changed in the last 10, 15 years?
We rely a lot more on technology. So versus pneumatic systems that control mechanical systems in the past, we use digital electronic systems. So we're able to monitor buildings' mechanical systems more closely. So for instance, over break, I was able to go on the system from my house and check how things were operating, look for alarms, and look for things that were running that shouldn't have been so we could schedule them off without having to take the half-hour drive into work to actually physically walk the buildings and do it locally. We could do it remotely.
I would imagine that having to walk all those buildings in particular could take some time, too, and having to bring in multiple staff.
Exactly. So it does save on labor, too. So we have more control and more immediate control.
Today, we're talking about some energy conservation and reduction efforts at Northern with Kathy Richards, Associate Vice President of Engineering and Planning and Facilities at NMU. And Kathy, let's talk about it a little bit in terms of the future now. There's projects underway. The University Center is in a major renovation. Other buildings are getting scheduled for that. Are there any particular initiatives tied to the future projects that you're looking to do through the department?
Yes, there are. So as with any renovation project, we're always looking at installing the most energy efficient systems possible. And just before the holidays, the university was awarded a capital outlay project to renovate our Jacob Eddy complex. So with that renovation too, we'll be looking to install the most efficient systems possible. Over the years, you know, the university has made major investments into making facility improvement measures already. And so we've picked a lot of the low-hanging fruit already. So moving forward, improvements that we will continue to make is to convert to LED lighting. The lamps have gotten more affordable, so even though it's more affordable on an individual basis, it's still a big impact for the university. It's like $1 million to convert the rest of our fixtures to LED, so that'll be an ongoing process. But we're always looking for whatever new ideas others have, like what they've seen elsewhere or what they've observed on campus, ways that we could conserve more energy and reduce our environmental impact.
If people have questions, maybe they have some ideas, maybe some of the students do, whatever it may come from, how could they maybe get that to you in your department?
So they could, our call center number is 227-2292. That's our central station where they could, call us. Or else we have a sustainability website that they could check out to see what our future plans are. And they could email gogreen@nmu is another way they could provide us with information.
It is really seems like this is something that we're hearing about. I mean, we know that the city of Marquette right now has been in this process over the last year or so, and they're continuing with swapping out traffic lights and the lighting into all the buildings, and they're doing more efficiency with that. This has been going on at Northern now also for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, we've in 2010, 2012, the university made a $7 million investment, which produced $700,000 of savings, which is about 10%. So with different rate increases, utility companies still have fixed costs that they need to cover. So when everybody reduces their usage, that's less income to the utilities, but they still have fixed costs to cover. So our rates have gone up. So a 20% increase this year with water and a 30% increase last year with electricity. That has over $1 million impact to the university. So we need to continue to look at ways that we can save energy, and we will always, we're interested in hearing suggestions from people for new ideas.
Again, if people have those ideas, how do they get them to you?
My email address directly would be kathrich@nmu.edu. Energy savings is a major focus of mine, so I'd love to talk to people directly. Otherwise, our central number, again, is 227-2292.
That's the comments of Kathy Richards, Associate Vice President of Engineering and Planning and Facilities at NMU. For Wildcat Wednesday, I'm Walt Lindelaw.